Hi, I'm Molly Jo Tilton, reporter at KWBU, and welcome to this week's episode of Likely Stories. Today I want to talk about one of my favorite books of all time, Andrew Joseph White's The Spirit Bears Its Teeth. I read this book my senior year of college, and it reignited my love for reading. But make no mistake, this book is not for the faint of heart. There are sections that are almost painful to read, not because they're bad, but because they're so incredibly written and yet heartbreaking in their content. White begins with both a heartfelt dedication and a harrowing warning that every reader should sit with before deciding to continue. Set in Victorian-era London, mediums are controlled by the illustrious Royal Speaker Society, and only men are allowed to peel back the veil that separates the living and the dead. Women mediums are known by their distinctive violet eyes and trained to be speaker wives. We follow Silas, a young, violet-eyed medium desperate to escape the life planned out for him. Then Silas is diagnosed with veil sickness, a mysterious disease sending violet-eyed women into madness, and sent to Braxton Sanatorium and Finishing School to be cured and formed into the perfect speaker wife. But students start disappearing, and their ghosts are begging Silas for help. In his sophomore novel, White expertly weaves in and out of genres, sprinkling bits of romance, mystery, fantasy, and historical fiction to craft a truly horrific story. The book also settles nicely into a growing category of queer fiction, while reminding its connoisseurs that queer people have always existed and deserve to be protagonists in more than just romance novels. This book serves as a constant reminder of the importance of all kinds of representation, especially when, as Silas says, quote, "the story isn't one the world wants to hear," unquote. In addition to the painfully beautiful descriptions of transgender life, White adds an extra layer of nuance through Silas's neurodivergence. White never explicitly calls Silas autistic, except in the summary, but the characteristics are there if you look. Silas has odd behaviors, ones that his parents tried to train out of him, things like flapping his hands when he's overwhelmed and missing social cues. But White doesn't focus on labels, even though it is apparent that something is different. This book kept me on the edge of my seat and at times made me absolutely enraged. There are moments that require a reader to pause, put the book down, and take a break. And I'll say it again, this book is not for the faint of heart. But for anyone that heeds White's warning, the read is well worth it.
Likely Stories is a production of 103.3 Waco Public Radio. Visit our website at kwbu.org to hear this and past episodes of these book reviews. If you're also an avid reader and would like to be a reviewer on Likely Stories, visit our website to find out more. Again, that's kwbu.org.